Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about energy. A system is an object or group of objects. There are changes in the way energy is stored when a system changes. When a system changes, energy can be transferred from one energy store to another. Energy stores that you meet in the GCSE course include kinetic, chemical, gravitational potential, magnetic, elastic potential, electrostatic, thermal or internal, and nuclear. Remember, there are 8 stores of energy. Here are some examples of some changes within a system. When you throw a ball upwards, just after the ball leaves your hand, it has a store of kinetic energy. By the time the ball reaches its highest point, the kinetic energy has been transferred to a gravitational potential energy store. Just before you catch the ball, it has a store of kinetic energy again. If you drop a lump of clay, it sticks to the ground. Just before the clay hits the ground, it has a store of kinetic energy. After it has hit the ground, the kinetic energy has all been transferred to thermal energy, which is stored in the clay or in the surroundings. We hear a sound when the clay hits the ground, but the sound is quickly dissipated as thermal energy in the surroundings. A force on a car does work to accelerate the car. There is a store of chemical energy in the car's petrol. As the petrol burns, it transfers energy into the kinetic energy store of the moving car, and also in the thermal store of the surroundings. When a current flows through a resistor, energy is transferred by electrical work. Energy is transferred from the chemical store in the battery into the thermal store of the resistor, and then into the thermal store of the surroundings. Energy can be transferred from one store to another by a following paths, including heating, work done by forces, work done when a current flows, and electromagnetic radiation or mechanical radiation, for example, shockwaves and sound. Remember, do not describe light, sound, and electrical energy as types of energy or energy stores. Light, sound, and electrical work are ways in which energy can be transferred from one store to another. Energy is a quantity that is measured in joules. Large quantities of energy are measured in kilojoules and megajoules. 1 kilojoule is equal to 1,000 joules, and 1 megajoule is equal to 1,000,000 joules. Energy is always conserved. The total amount of energy is the same at the beginning of a process as at the end. The principle of conservation of energy states that the amount of energy always remains the same. There are various stores of energy. In a process, energy can be transferred from one store to another, but it cannot be created or destroyed. The kinetic energy of a moving object can be calculated using the equation kinetic energy equals half times mass times speed squared. The amount of elastic potential energy stored in a stretched spring can be calculated using the equation elastic potential energy equals half times spring constant times extension squared. This is assuming that the limit of proportionality has not been exceeded. The gravitational potential energy gained by an object raised above the ground can be calculated using the equation gravitational potential energy equals mass times gravitational field strength times height. You must always convert centimeters to meters to get the energy in joules. Also, remember you should express your answer to the same number of significant figures as the data in the question. However, you won't be penalised over significant figures unless the question specifically asks for them. The equations for kinetic energy, elastic potential energy, and gravitational potential energy may also be used to make calculations and predictions when a process causes energy to be transferred from one energy store to another. When a force causes an object to move in the direction of the force, it is doing work on an object. To calculate work done, you use the equation work done equals force times distance moved in the direction of the force. When work is done by a force, the energy store of an object changes. For example, When 400 joules of work is done to lift a box, the gravitational potential energy store of the box increases by the same number. When 5,000 joules of work is done to accelerate a car, the kinetic energy store of the car increases also by 5,000 joules. Power is the rate at which energy is transferred, or the rate at which work is done. To calculate power, you use the equation power equals energy transferred divided by time, or power equals work done divided by time. The amount of thermal energy stored in or released from a system as its temperature changes can be calculated using the equation change in thermal energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times temperature change. The specific heat capacity of a substance is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of 1 kg of the substance by 1 degree Celsius. You will need to know about required practical 1, an investigation to measure the specific heat capacity of a material. There are several ways to measure specific heat capacity. All methods rely on the same principle. The decrease in one energy store or work done leads to the increase in thermal energy store of another material. You will set up the apparatus like this. First, connect a joule meter to a power supply and also connect it to the heating element. Place the heating element and a thermometer inside a steel block. Then place a layer of insulation around the steel block. You will need to measure the electrical work done by the power supply to heat the steel or whatever material. Also measure the initial temperature of the block and the final temperature of the steel block. Also measure the mass of the block. Then use the specific heat capacity equation to work out the change in thermal energy. The measured value in a school laboratory is usually higher than the accepted value because no account is made of thermal energy transfer to the surroundings, and the thermometer and heater require energy to warm them up too. These are examples of systematic errors, because they always affect the answer by the same amount. Energy can be transferred usefully, stored or dissipated, but cannot be created or destroyed. When energy is transferred from one source to another, energy can be dissipated or wasted. When energy is dissipated, it is stored in less useful ways. For example, when the petrol of a car burns, energy is also transferred to the thermal energy store of the surroundings. The energy is wasted as we did not want to produce it, but we cannot recapture it to do anything useful. Wherever possible, we try to avoid the dissipation of energy, the wasting and spreading out of thermal energy into the surroundings, so that we maximise the useful transfer of energy from one store to another. Take the home, for example. When we heat our home, eventually all the energy in the home's thermal store will be dissipated to the outside of the house. However, we can slow down the process of this transfer by insulating the loft, using carpets to insulate the floors, windows and doors having been draft-proofed, thick walls reducing energy transfer, the cavity being between the inside and outside wall of the house being insulated, and double glazing reducing energy transfer through the windows, by trapping a layer of air between two panes of glass. Insulation usually involves trapping a layer of air in fibres. Air carries energy efficiently by convection, but when air is trapped, it is a good insulator, because air has a very low thermal conductivity. The thermal conductivity of a material is a measure of how quickly energy is transferred by conduction through it. Metals have very high conductivities. Brick and glass have lower conductivities. The energy still flows through them fast enough to cool a house down on a cold day. Also, we try to get the most useful energy out of petrol that we can. Cars are fuel efficient, meaning less energy is dissipated to the surroundings. They are also streamlined to reduce air resistance, and the moving parts are lubricated with oil to reduce friction. By reducing the dissipation of energy, we increase the efficiency of the intended energy transfer. In the example of the car, streamlining and lubrication increase the amount of energy available to do work against resistive forces. You will need to know about required practical 2, investigating thermal insulation. Thermal insulation helps to keep things warm or cool for longer by reducing unwanted transfers of energy in a system. You need to be able to design and discuss fair tests to evaluate the effectiveness of various insulators, for example, to prevent heat loss from a beaker of hot water. First, pour a measured quantity of water at a temperature of 70 degrees Celsius into a beaker. Then, the temperature of the water can be measured after 10 minutes using a stop clock to assess the energy transfer to the surroundings. Using the same volume of water at the same initial temperature, the final temperature can be measured again after 10 minutes when the following changes are applied. A lid is placed on the beaker, and when various insulators are used to wrap the sides of the beaker, for example, bubble wrap, cloth, or corrugated cardboard. The energy efficiency for any energy transfer can be calculated using the equation efficiency equals useful output energy transfer divided by the total input energy transfer. It can also be calculated using the equation efficiency equals useful power output over total power input. You can express efficiency as a decimal or as a percentage. Since efficiency is a ratio of energies or powers, it has no unit. We are often interested in stores of energy that we can use to generate electrical power. An energy store sets in motion a resource such as a gas or water that moves past a turbine which drives an electrical generator. Much of our electricity in the UK comes from fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas. These fuels store chemical energy, and to release it, they must be burned. Once the fuels are burned, they are gone forever, because they have taken millions of years to form. Nuclear fuels, uranium and plutonium, are also non-renewable, but there is a plentiful supply. These are non-renewable energy resources, because they have a finite supply which cannot be replenished. On the other hand, there are renewable energy sources that will never run out because they can be replenished. These can be obtained from the sun, tides, waves, rivers and waterfalls, from the wind, and from thermal energy in the earth itself. The main uses of fuels are electricity, transport and heating. In the UK, electricity is generated using different energy resources. Half is from fossil fuels, 20% is generated from nuclear fuel, and the rest from renewable resources. Fuels such as petrol, diesel and kerosene are produced from oil. The fuels drive our cars, trains and planes. Electricity is also used to run trains, and rechargeable batteries and electric cars are used. Most of our home heating is provided by gas and electricity. Some homes have oil-fired boilers or burn solid fuels such as coal and wood. Reliable energy resources are needed to generate electricity. Fossil fuels are reliable, as coal and extract oil can be mined and oil and gas can be extracted from wells. However, they may run out in the next 100 years or become very expensive. Tidal power is reliable because of the high tides twice a day. However, these times change each day, so they may not coincide with the peak demand. Solar, wind and hydroelectric power make useful contributions to electricity generations in many countries, but they are not very reliable. Solar energy is not as available in winter or on cloudy days. Wind strength varies, and in some countries there is less hydroelectric power, as maybe rivers freeze in the winter. The Earth is warming up, and there is an increasing amount of evidence to show this. It seems likely the Earth will soon be about 2 degrees Celsius warmer on average than it was 50 years ago. Many people think that global warming is linked to the production of greenhouse gases. A greenhouse gas is one that traps radiation in the Earth's atmosphere, and therefore contributes to global warming. Carbon dioxide and methane are examples of greenhouse gases. As a result of global warming, many countries are committed to reducing the use of fossil fuels and want to generate their electricity using renewable energy resources. However, they too have their impact on the environment. Wind turbines can be noisy. People object because it spoils the look of the countryside. Tidal barrages trap water at high tides and can affect the wildlife habitat. And hydroelectric dams affect the flow of rivers, probably flooding small towns and causing relocation of communities. The production of electricity requires a balance between our needs and environmental issues. Problems can only be solved if all countries agree. The UK plans to stop producing electricity from coal by 2025. However, problems will continue unless all countries do the same. Countries continue to burn coal because the coal-fired power stations are cheaper to run than nuclear ones or renewable energy resources, we need to be prepared to pay more for our electricity to solve the environmental issues. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on energy.